Welcome to the Construction Industry Podcast. Fresh ideas for today's construction professional. The Construction Industry Podcast is brought to you by Remontech, remote monitoring technologies. Find us on the web at constructionindustrypodcast.com.
Hello, everybody. Once again, my name is Cesar Abade, and this is the Construction Industry Podcast. This is a podcast dedicated to helping you as you navigate the waters of the construction industry. Whether you're looking to start your career, looking to enhance your professional knowledge, or if you're a construction project or business owner, this show is for you. Today, we're going to talk about the power of time-lapse photography for construction projects. I'm sure you've all seen it. The little building's going up real quick. Is it really pretty to look at? But is it really useful? Check it out. Hello, once again. This is episode 8 of the Construction Industry Podcast, and I'm getting great feedback from our listeners on LinkedIn and by email. And I just like to encourage you to write me at feedback@constructionindustrypodcast.com to tell me how we're doing and if you'd like to see any topic in particular covered on the show. Today, we're going to talk about a topic that I'm very familiar with, and that is time-lapse photography applied to construction projects. This is what I do full-time at Remontech. And I decided to talk about this because I think it's an untapped resource that is available to, especially to the construction project owner, as a tool to monitor and control the project. And so we're going to talk about that today. So what is time-lapse photography? Okay. Now, you may know that a regular movie has a standard frame rate of 30 frames per second. That means that every second there are 30 pictures that are taken. Okay. So anything higher than, so when you play it back, what you're playing, like every second, you're actually looking at 30 different pictures. Anything higher than that, the human eye cannot detect. So there's no point in having more than 30 frames per second on a movie. Now, time-lapse photography, what it aims to do is to take frames less frequently than 30 frames per second. But when you play them back, you play them back at 30 frames per second or any faster rate than the frame rate that you took the pictures from. So basically, you take pictures at a lower frame rate and then use a higher frame rate to play them back. So as a result, you can quickly watch videos at a higher speed. Now, of course, there's a drawback to this, and the drawback is that you lose content, right? So what happened between frames is not captured. In regular video, it's not a big deal because what could have happened between, you know, frames when you're taking a frame every 30 frames every second? But when you're taking a frame every minute or every 15 seconds, you lose those 15 seconds of content. Now, why is time-lapse photography a great fit for construction projects? Well, as you know, construction projects, like any project, typically have 5 phases: initiation, planning, executing, monitoring, controlling, and closing. Monitoring, controlling being one phase. Now, there are many tools and best practices available for most of the phases, but monitoring, controlling is the phase that can benefit the most from a visual archive or record or a time-lapse video. Now, how can this happen? Why is time-lapse video such a great fit for construction projects? And there are many reasons for that. Number one, construction projects move at a slow pace. Okay, even the quick projects, they're, you know, at least a few weeks. Some of the projects we participated were 4 or 5 years long. So the activity duration is measured in days, sometimes even months. So when you're coming up with your schedule and you're trying to measure progress, you're not going to be talking about seconds or hours. It's going to be days, weeks, and months. So to effectively record progress, it is not needed to collect several frames several images per second. You understand? Because we're talking our unit is a lot larger than that. Also, construction projects take a long time, right? So it's virtually impossible to watch a real-time recording of a construction project unless you're willing to sit down for a few months. I don't think they make popcorn buckets that big. So time-lapse photography takes advantage of the fact that construction projects don't require several frames per second of recording, and as a result, it delivers a video that is only a few minutes long. So you can watch a year's worth of construction activity in a few minutes. Now, how can time-lapse videos help in monitoring and controlling? As you can imagine, it's great to watch your project being built. You know, it's kind of fun to watch it going, the little building going up real fast. But what's the value there? Is it just entertainment? No, a simple time-lapse video of your project, even though it's not very useful, it does have some uses, okay? So we'll start there. Talk about the basic uses of a plain time-lapse video recording. It looks great in marketing materials, right, for your website. And for your website, or if you're giving, I've seen time-lapse videos of buildings being shown on flat screen TVs on the lobby of the new building, right? The university I attended, they did that for one of their new buildings, and they had that video playing 8 hours a day in the lobby. So, you know, you can do kind of neat things like that. But there's much more that can be done with it, and that's what I'm trying to get to today. Now, we have been producing time-lapse videos for the construction industry for 10 years now. And I can give you countless examples on how this can be useful. Just a plain simple time-lapse video will provide you with a visual record of everything that went on your project, everything the camera captured, right? And I can give you an example of how that can be useful. We have a client that was, it's a municipality here in Canada, and they were using our service to monitor the progress of a new building that they were building. Okay. The city hall gets a call from a citizen saying that her visually impaired brother had fallen into an unmarked ditch. So basically, the lady was complaining that there was a ditch that was not properly marked, and as a result, it was right on the sidewalk. So as a result, her brother, who was visually impaired, had fallen into it, and she was, I don't know, she was looking for compensation or looking for something. The person who took her call asked her what day and what time that had happened, and she was happy to provide them with a time frame. So with that information, the municipality called us and asked us to review the video for that day and time. And we reviewed that video for that whole day, frame by frame, forwards and backwards. And there was nobody falling on the ditch that she mentioned. What had happened is, yes, they were digging a hole for a pole on the sidewalk, and the workers left for lunch, and they did not mark it. So the hole was not marked for about 45 minutes, but nobody fell into it. So what we suspected is that the person was walking by or noticed it or driving by and saw that the ditch was not marked and decided to take advantage of the situation. So we provided that information to the client, and I don't know what they did with it, but I'm sure it saved them a lot of headaches by having that information. Yeah. It can also help settle claims. Another example that I can give you is there was another project in which our client was having a dispute with the earth moving company. They were supposed to have done the earthworks at the beginning and moved the material away from the site, but they didn't. They moved it to another location within the site, And then later on, when they were ready to pave the parking lot, they had to come and get that material again and move it out. And what they were trying to do, they were trying to charge the client twice for removing that material when they should have done it in one sweep. So we provided the video to our client, and they had an excuse for not having done that. They said that access to the site was difficult on the day that they were supposed to start removing the material, so they had to postpone it. And of course, we had the record of the entire project. So it was easy for our client to go back in time on that video and see that there was nothing, there's no obstruction. They could have removed the material on that same day, but they decided not to. So that also helped. Our client was watching again that video backwards and forwards, frame by frame, counting little trucks of dirt going in and out of the site. And they settled, I don't know what terms, and even if I didn't know, I don't think I would be able to share that with you. But again, it illustrates the point, another point of how having this record can be useful. And even though it's not really a security system, it does help with security. I wouldn't say, you know, get a time-lapse recorder, recording service for security, but it does help. And I have, in our history, have a number of examples. And one of them is we were monitoring the construction of a retirement residence, a high-rise building. And overnight they had, the week before they had just they had just received all the equipment for their industrial kitchen, because this is one of those retirement residences where the staff prepares the meals for the residents and all that. So they had an industrial kitchen set up. So all the equipment had been delivered the week before. And then a few days later, they come into the job in the morning, 7 a.m., and it's all missing. I mean, this is $600,000 worth of equipment that was just gone. Now, they had a security guard on site, and the security guard would work from around 6 p.m. until 5:30, 6 a.m. of the next day. And there was a gap there of an hour or an hour and a half between the time where the security guard left and the time when the workers would show up. So the security guard, when asked, said, well, it must have happened in that gap, the time gap, because I was here all night and I didn't see anything. So, but it was really weird because there's no way they could have removed all that equipment in just an hour. I mean, they needed several trucks, and it was a big production. So again, the client asked us to review the video for the night before. And because we're not there for security, the video is really poor at night, as you can imagine. There's not a whole lot of lighting in this example. But we could see that the lights were on that floor from which the equipment was taken. And we could see movement, shadows moving in front of the windows for about 2 or 3 hours, around two in the morning, for example. So even though we couldn't see who did it, and we couldn't see exactly what happened, we could pinpoint the time frame. Okay, this happened between 2 and 5 in the morning, right? And which went straight again, it didn't jive with the story that security guard told. And police investigated, and turns out the security company was in on the job, and they were able to recuperate, I believe, most, if not all, of the equipment. So that alone, was worth to have a system like that on board. And these are just examples of how a simple time-lapse video can help. Okay, now, time-lapse videos really show their true purpose when you associate it with your project schedule. And I'll explain this to you, because this is not really very common. And we do this at Remontech, and it's a unique service, and that's why we do it. This is an idea that came out of my father's experiences as a construction manager for over 20 years. He always wished he had a system like this. So when he went back to school, you know, a grown-up man, he decided to, and he was asked what he would like to develop for his doctoral program. He came up with this idea because this is something he wished he had. So this is what happens. So when you associate your time-lapse video to the Gantt chart of your project, okay, you enrich both your visual record and your scheduling experience. So this is what can be done with time-lapse photography. And for the most part, it's not being done. That's why we exist. Okay. So most projects will have a schedule that is created as part of the planning phase, right? You know this. And then during execution, measurements are usually taken in order to gauge the project progress and to pay the contractor and subcontractors based on how much they've done. So there's that built-in mechanism on every project for planning and then measure what was done. Okay. Now, when you integrate those two, what you can have is you can have a what we call an S-planned schedule, which is the planned or the baseline, and an as-built schedule, which is another schedule that reflects what actually happened on site. Okay, and you can look at these different ways. You can put them on top of each other, and you can see how the Gantt chart and the bars do not align themselves with each other, or if an activity started and ended when it was supposed to have started and ended, you'll see the two bars right up on top of each other. So you can juxtapose those two schedules, right? Now, the power of time-lapse video is really unleashed when you link this as-built and as-planned schedule to the video, right? So this is what we've been doing at Remontech. It's a lot easier to see than to hear. So I suggest you go to our website, and you can go to remontech.com, and I'll have a link on the show notes for this episode on the website. Or you can go to myconstructioncamera.com, and then you can click on the What We Do link from the menu bar, and then click on Dynamic Scheduling. There's a little video there that I made a while ago. It's a little outdated, but you can see how that works visually. So by using the time-lapse video, the schedule, and the as-built information, we can create a visual tool for keeping track of your project. Okay. Now there you can easily see when you start falling behind your schedule or going over budget. You can easily see it on the bars there. So if that's the case, you have the time-lapse video that you can go back in time. So let's say activity one was supposed to start January 1st and January 15th, okay? And it's now February, or let's say it's now March, and we see that activity one actually started on January 10th, and guess what? It's still going on. It's not done yet. So what we can do is we can use that time-lapse video to go back in time to January 1st and see what was going on site on that day. Because a lot of times activities cannot start for a number of reasons that are, you know, sometimes it's weather, sometimes there's another subcontractor that was not done with their job, or they were blocking access to the location where the activity was supposed to take place. It's a number of reasons. And this is usually the kind of thing that gets brought up during claim disputes, right? Oh, it wasn't my fault, or it was this guy's fault, he wasn't there, blah, blah, blah. So when you have that video record, you can go back in time to January 1st and see what happened on site. Okay. So not only you can determine which activities to blame for your delay, and every activity has an owner, right? So you can focus in on solving that problem. But you can also see why it didn't happen, right? Or at least eliminate reasons why it didn't happen, right? So if the reason given to you is that, well, it was snowing that day, or so-and-so was blocking my access to the site, you can at least eliminate those. If that's not the case, you can eliminate those reasons by having that record. Okay, so all of a sudden your time-lapse video becomes a powerful tool for making sure your project is being delivered on time and on budget. Okay, now the examples I have on how this is implemented and how this has been helpful, they are numerous. Okay, so some of our clients use the project schedule and time-lapse video, or what we call the dynamic schedule, to settle claims and disputes. Okay. And I've been told that many times claims won't even happen. They don't get off the ground when all stakeholders know that the tool is being used to monitor and control the project progress. In other words, if you as the owner or the construction manager, if you come to a subcontractor and they tell you that they were there on site doing this and that on day X, and you say, oh, no, you weren't, they know that you're not just saying that. Okay, if they know that the tool is being used, they know that that you're not just bluffing, right? So they'll, well, you know, so a lot of claims don't pass that phase of you as the owner or the construction manager having that confidence. Another example is we've had some clients that build big box stores, and you can go to our website and click on our clients, and you'll see some of them there. And these big box stores, they all look the same. They're built the same way, and they're built on a very tight schedule. So, and because they're built the same way, the schedules are pretty much the same from store to store, the way they are supposed to be built in the timeline. And they have a very tight schedule, right? So, as you are probably familiar, when you look at they'll have a sign opening spring 2012 or opening March 3rd, 2012. They have to cut the ribbon on that day. So it's absolutely paramount that they are done on that day, which is kind of unusual. It's usually not that tight. But for these big box stores, opening day is a big deal. Not the case for every project, right? If you're building a sewage treatment plant, it's not that critical. But for retail, that's critical. So they've used time-lapse video and the schedule link there to streamline their building process. Okay, so it's especially useful when things go wrong, or if you're trying to not only streamline the time, but also your budget, because this is what happens too. That's another. Here's another use for your for the time lapse video, is that you can have a record of equipment usage or personnel usage, right? So if you have, let's say you rent a crane, you know you're paying rental on that piece of machinery per day, sometimes per hour. And all of a sudden you have a record of it, and it just sits there. You can tell that it's just sitting there for 2 days out of the five that you rented it for. And guess what? Next time you're building that project, you're building that building again, you know to maybe you can shave a day or two off of this, the rental of this equipment, and save money that way. So this is just like a 20-minute description of how time-lapse photography can help not only the monitoring controlling phase of the project life cycle, but in a number of different ways, such as security and such as having that visual archive and streamlining your process, and yeah, there's countless uses for it. So I recommend you go to myconstructioncamera.com and click there on what we do, and click on dynamic scheduling. Watch that little video. It'll show you visually how it all comes together. And of course, as I said, this is what we do for a living. If you think that this kind of tool can be useful on your project, or if you know of another project that can use this to help in all these different aspects, feel free to contact us, and you can email me at feedback@constructionindustrypodcast.com. So that's it, everybody. This was episode 8 of the Construction Industry Podcast. I hope you enjoyed learning more about time-lapse photography and how it can be applied to construction projects. If you have any questions at all about this topic or any other topic that we covered on the show, feel free to write me at feedback@constructionindustrypodcast.com. And if you're wondering if I'm recording this from Brazil,
I am not. I know I mentioned this in the previous episode that I was going to be there for this week, and things didn't quite work out that way. I'm still not there, but hopefully I'm going to be going to be in South America real soon, and I'm going to do an episode from there. Until then, give us a rating on iTunes, and see you next time.